Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Because that cold weather has returned, the warming station is open again at Facts of Life Church on Lee Street in Wyville. If you have any contact with homeless people or folks who are in need and don't have adequate heating, be sure to tell them about the shelter. It's open from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. nightly through next week. An alleged murderer and two other inmates have been charged with planning to kill a law enforcement officer and make a jailbreak. Natrell McInnes, age 28, Javon Bowen, age 28, and a 17-year-old were arrested on Wednesday, according to the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation. McInnes is being held in the Granville Correction Center on three murder counts. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A traffic stop led county vice and narcotics agents to a major drug arrest on November 27th, and it was all because of someone who was speeding and had loud mufflers. Zachy Butler, age 44, was jailed for trafficking opiates and other charges. He was held under a $500,000 secured bond. Butler was arrested after information developed during the traffic stop near Pine Circle Road led to the discovery of heroin, crack, and powdered cocaine. A student at Southeastern Community College was injured Wednesday when a firearm fell from a vehicle and discharged. The student was transported to Columbus Regional with non-life-threatening injuries. No other students were involved. There was never any danger to other people on campus, the school said in a press release. A structure fire on Money Hole Road Thursday morning started from a space heater, and it rekindled under what officials consider to be suspicious circumstances. That fire is under investigation. No one was injured in the pre-dawn fire. It was the second space heater fire in Acme Delco Riegelwoods District in less than 24 hours. Both homes were destroyed. It is parade week in Columbus County, so bundle up and get into the community Christmas spirit. Tabor City's parade and Christmas events started last night. The Tinseling Tabor Bazaar is still going on today and tomorrow. Lake Waccamaw is going to light their community Christmas tree tonight at 6 p.m. The Lake's Christmas parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. with lineup at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Light the Lake is also going on throughout the season as residents decorate their piers and boats along the waterfront. The Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey. More than 1,000 nativity scenes are set up at four locations. The self-guided tours from 4 to 8:30 p.m. today and 10 until 4 on Saturday. Saturday is the holiday extravaganza in Wyville, and it's going to be a big one, folks. The parade's going to be at 6 p.m. It's supposed to be the biggest one yet. That's going to be followed by the lighting of the Christmas tree at Vineland Station, free carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa, whole bunch of food trucks and music from the Edgewood Chorus. It's always a good time in downtown Wyville during the Christmas season. Javern's Christmas Parade is Sunday at 3 p.m., but don't forget you can have breakfast with Santa at the Depot Museum tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Check the Town of Javern's Facebook page for more information. And you can still order a pork chop plate today and help a good cause. The East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation is having their pork chop plate sale. Plates are $10. They're available from 10 until 6. Call or text 910-617-9056. If you're still hungry by this weekend, Sarah Gorda Baptist Church is going to have its annual chili and soup cook-off on Sunday. Contestants should be at the church by 4 p.m. Doors open at 5. Entry fee is $5 for cooks. Admission for taste testers is $5, and that gets you 3 tokens. $20 will get you unlimited tasting and 10 tokens. Call 910-619-2136 for more information. Make sure you check out our growing list of Christmas and church events on the CCN webpage and send us your plans. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.